Always blame China. That seems to be the refrain in Washington right now. President Trump has been lobbing insults at China over its handling of the coronavirus outbreak. He's accused the Chinese government of withholding information and responding too slowly to the crisis. China has been fighting back.
You've got officials in both sides who are gearing up for a permanent, lasting rupture in the relationship. And I think you've got populations in both countries that are becoming increasingly supportive of that idea.
That's Jude Blanchett. He's a China scholar at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, and he sees the rivalry between the two superpowers growing increasingly ominous.
Senior leadership in Beijing has been calling for decoupling for a very long time and has really believed a narrative that the United States is intent on stifling China's rise and that China needs to take preparatory steps. We're seeing that same message now coming out of this administration, which is Communist Party is a fundamental bad actor. I think there is a teased out narrative of the Chinese people need to think about a different leadership structure. That's a recipe for a more prolonged rivalry and one where there's not much imaginative thinking, I think, in either side.
What you're describing sounds dramatic. It sounds historic. What would it even mean? Can you even wrap your head around the scenarios if there is a very serious rupture?
Well, we had something like this before. It was called the Cold War. And we are going to see decoupling. It's not a question of if we decouple or not. The question really is how much do we decouple? How much do we decouple on trade? How much do we decouple on technology? I'm not advocating these. I'm simply saying this is happening right now.
And yet within the White House, we're hearing mixed messages and disagreement. President Trump is keen to get this trade deal really finalized with China. And at the end of March, he called President Xi Jinping and tweeted much respect for his handling of the virus. Here's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo today discussing the origins of the virus.
We don't have certainty, and there is significant evidence that this came from the laboratory. Those statements can both be true. I've made them both. Administration officials have made them. They're all true.
Yeah, Pompeo there referring to the laboratory in Wuhan. No evidence on whether that virus came out of a lab there. How does China hope to emerge from this crisis?
China's not going to emerge well, and that's because China went through its own period in the first couple months after the outbreak of the coronavirus, where it was silencing doctors, where it was, again, the elements of political control that we've seen the Communist Party build up over the past several decades were really brought to bear in dealing with this. And while we're looking at governance failures here in the United States, it's important to remember that we had roughly a month and a half or 2 months of governance failures in China. China then pivoted very quickly from getting the situation under control domestically to what I would call a global victory lap in a way that really engendered some frustration and even outright anger by a lot of countries who were in the midst of dealing with this coronavirus, which emerged, as best we know, from China. And we had this in-your-face approach from the Chinese, including what they're now calling their wolf warrior style of diplomacy, of course, coming from a popular nationalist military film in China. But this is not working in China's favor. And what could have been, I think, a relatively straightforward soft power victory by China in taking up the mantle of leadership in the absence of U.S. leadership has actually turned into neither country demonstrating leadership. And I think both countries are going to come out of this quite tarnished in terms of their reputation.
In that context, this week we heard from Deputy National Security Advisor Matthew Pottinger. He delivered a speech to the University of Virginia in Mandarin. So a U.S. official speaking out in Mandarin, that in itself is pretty rare. Then Pottinger went on to call on Chinese authorities to recognize diverse opinions, urging, quote, a little more populism, a little less nationalism. How provocative was that in this moment?
I don't think this was a call for regime change by Matt. I think this was an attempt to try to play up the more liberal elements in China's history. The problem is that message is absolutely going to get lost in this whipsaw motion that we just discussed at the senior level. So anything that anyone below Trump does doesn't land as so long as you have a president who is hemming and hawing back and forth on these issues.
Jude Blanchett is the author of China's New Red Guards. He's a China scholar at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Thank you very much, Jude. Good to have you with us today.
Thank you.